Thomas A. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Joe. Joseph C. Duncan, Duran, D-U-R-A-N. Address is 137 Park Street, Gridley, California, 95948. Phone 530-870-7523, ID XXX7043. Date of birth is 5/4/1972, 53-year-old, married electrician. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS-Gridley, 530-846-3634. This is addressed to John Galen, G-A-L-E-N, McAvoy, M-C-A-V-O-Y, A is capitalized, physician assistant. A-H-P-N, Gridley, primary care . The address is 826 4th Street, Marysville, California, 95901, 530-751-4294, fax 530-751-4255. Dear Physician Assistant McAvoy, thank you for referring Joseph C. Duran for neurological evaluation. Subparagraph, Joseph was seen on September 25th for clinical examination in the office, having completed laboratory testing and MR imaging of the brain. New paragraph. Past medical history. Joseph reports a past history of diabetes and pneumonia. New paragraph. He's been taking medicine recently for hypertension, which may have improved his clinical symptoms of headache. New paragraph. Systematic review of systems, general, reports fever, headache, and depression. EENT, reports some difficulty swallowing, transient episodes of dizziness, earache, recurrent headaches, verbal hoarseness, epistaxis, rhinitis, and sneezing. He wears eyeglasses. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, he reports high blood pressure. Pulmonary. no symptoms reported. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, history of hypertension. Gastrointestinal, he has a poor appetite. He reports constipation and flatulence. Recurrent diarrhea, but denied painful bowel movements. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal, he reports weakness in his muscles and joints. Mental health, no symptoms reported. Neck, he reports stiffness. Neuropsychiatric, he denies symptoms. Sexual function, he is sexually active. He reports a satisfactory sexual life. He denied a history of discomfort with intercourse. He denies exposure or treatment for transmissible sexual disease. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Male genitourinary. He stands 5 feet 11 inches, weighed 255 pounds. He denied clinical symptoms. Personal safety. He does not live alone. He denied a history of falls. He denied visual or hearing loss. He has not completed an advanced directive. He requested no additional information to do so. He denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. He was born on May 4th, 1972, is 53 years old. New paragraph. His father was deceased at age 82 with liver cancer. His mother deceased at age 68 with bowel cancer. He has a 55-year-old brother. Who is alive. His wife is 52 years old in good health. He has two children, ages 30 and 34, both in good health. New paragraph. Family history. Was positive for cancer in his mother and father. Diabetes in his mother. Hypertension in his mother. He denied a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, heart disease and stroke, mental illness, tuberculosis, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He has completed college. New paragraph, social history and health habits. He is married. He takes alcohol beverages rarely, once a month at the most. Tobacco, none reported. recreational substances, none reported. He is currently living with his wife, but no dependents at home. Occupational concerns. He reports exposures to fumes, dust, and solvents. He is employed full-time without job loss. He works as an electrical contractor. Serious illnesses and injuries. He denied any history of fractures, concussions, or head injuries, loss of consciousness, or other, but reports other serious illnesses, including shoulder surgery, COVID infection, without unusual outcome. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. He's never had a blood transfusion. He denied any serious operations, although he's had two shoulder surgeries. He's never been hospitalized or under prolonged medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General. He reported symptoms of numbness and tingling, but denied any general symptoms of blurred vision, change in his sense of smell or taste, depressed nervousness, dizziness, diplopia, fatigue, irritable insomnia, reduced concentration, lightheadedness, loss of appetite, loss of equilibrium, loss of hearing, loss of memory, nausea, vomiting, numbness, tinnitus, slurred speech, stuttering, or tingling. New paragraph. Head. He denied a history of neuralgia, but reports intermittent headaches affecting the right lower section of his head and face. Uncertain etiology. Fainting and blackouts, none reported. No similar family history. Neck. He denied symptoms except for a sense of numbness radiating up the side of his head. No reports of stiffness. Swelling, but paresthesias on the right side to the top of his head. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph. Medical records review. Medical records review a history of right-sided head numbness. He reports difficulty with his vision in the morning. There's a history of an increased T3 level. New paragraph. He has a history of sleep apnea, but is non-compliant in therapy because he has mask difficulty that has not been corrected. New paragraph. Enloe Health Medical Center MR imaging of the brain with and without contrast on October 21, 2025 for evaluation of right facial numbness of 2 months duration, history of diabetes and hypertension. Showed no evidence of stroke or hemorrhage, no areas of abnormal enhancement, no mass effect or midline shift, no significant white matter disease, with normal ventricular side. Vascular flow voids were normal. The scalp and calvarium was normal. Sinuses, orbits, and mastoids were unremarkable. The study was interpreted as being no evidence of acute intracranial abnormality. New paragraph, MR imaging of the cervical spine without contrast at Enloe Health on September 19, 2025. For a history of numbness of the right side of the head and shoulder with evidence for spinal stenosis in the cervical region. Showed maintained cervical spine alignment. No evidence of acute spinal abnormality or infiltrative disease. There was evidence of mild arthritic disease and mild diffuse stenosis of the cervical canal. Level-by-level analysis of the cervical spine reported minor spinal canal stenosis with anterior thecal enhancement, levels C3-C4, an associated eccentric small chronic disc bulge with developing disc osteophyte complex at that level, bilateral neuroforaminal encroachment and narrowing. Next subparagraph, at C4-C5, there was mild focal spinal canal stenosis, anterior thecal sac effacement, small chronic appearing right paracentral disc bulge, chronic small disc bulge is noted 7.7 by 3.4 millimeters in the setting of developing disc osteophyte complex, associated mild to moderate right and mid mild left neuroforaminal encroachment with stenosis. New paragraph, C5-C6, misc disc bulge without significant spinal stenosis or foraminal narrowing. C6-C7, no significant findings. C7-T1, no significant findings. New paragraph, subparagraph, overall impression. Mild diffuse spinal canal stenosis, accentuating the C3-C4 semicolon C4-C5 level. chronic developing disc osteophyte complexes, bulges at these levels associated with mild to moderate neuroforaminal narrowing. New paragraph, ultrasound of the thyroid and neck. August 26, 2025. The thyroid gland demonstrates homogeneous echo texture, normal symmetric vascularity. There's a 2x2 millimeter hypoechoic cystic nodule within the right mid gland, a 27x18 millimeter hypoechoic solid nodule within the inferior left gland. Dash findings of multinodular thyroid gland with the dominant left-sided nodule meeting criteria for aspiration. Recommended correlation with thyroid function tests. Nuclear imaging of the fine needle aspiration of the suspicious left-sided nodule with continued surveillance. New paragraph. CTA head and neck imaging with IV contrast. CT of the head, no acute inner parenchymal hemorrhage, no mass lesion, no CT evidence of acute territorial infarct, no midline shift or axial collection. Ventricles show no hydrocephalus, orbits are unremarkable, sinus and mastoid air cells are clear. The common carotid arteries show no significant stenosis, dissection, or occlusion. The internal carotid arteries show no dissection or occlusion. The vertebral arteries show no significant stenosis or occlusion. CT angiography of the head show no stenosis of the anterior cerebral arteries. No occlusion, no aneurysm. The middle cerebral artery showed no significant stenosis or occlusion or aneurysm. The posterior cerebral arteries, no significant stenosis, occlusion, or aneurysm. The basilar artery showed no significant stenosis, occlusion, or aneurysm. The soft tissue evaluation shows a concern for complex cyst of the left thyroid. New paragraph. CT of the cervical spine without contrast, Orchard Hospital. July 25th, 2025, interpreted by Dr. David Donner, D-O-N-N-E-R. I'm sorry, that's Donner David. The study shows a right lateral disc protrusion with associated severe, underline severe, right neuroforaminal stenosis, C2-3. There was a diffuse disc bulge with associated moderate right and mild left neuroforaminal stenosis and moderate spinal stenosis at C3-C4. There is a diffuse disc bulge with associated mild to moderate bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis and moderate spinal stenosis at C4-C5. There is a diffuse disc ossified complex associated with moderate bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis and mild to moderate spinal narrowing at C5-C6. Diffuse disc ossified complex associated moderate to severe right and moderate left neuroforaminal narrowing, mild to moderate spinal canal narrowing at C6-C7. Overall result, multi-level degenerative disc disease as described. Cerebral CT angiogram of the brain and neck. July 25, 2025, interpreted by Donner David. CT angiogram of the neck showed unremarkable aortic arch and great vessels. Common carotid arteries without significant stenosis, dissection, or aneurysm. Internal carotid arteries are unremarkable. Vertebral arteries are unremarkable. CT angiogram of the brain. Internal carotid arteries unremarkable. Anterior, middle, and posterior cerebral arteries unremarkable. Anterior communicating artery within normal limits. Vertebral arteries unremarkable. Basal artery unremarkable. No evidence of significant stenosis, large vessel occlusion, or aneurysmal formation in the circle of Willis. No significant stenosis or occlusion in the arteries of the neck. New paragraph laboratory studies. Lupus panel with ANA was negative and unremarkable. Negative ribosomal P antibody, SM antibody, Sjogren's antibody, SSA/SSB, thyroid peroxidase antibodies, SCL70 antibody, and rheumatoid factor. New paragraph. The COVID-19 expanded panel showed a slightly increased ferritin level of 403 with normal B12C reactive protein TSH, complete blood count, chemistry panel showed a slight elevation of the random glucose at 117. Potassium was slightly low at 3.3. The remainder of the chemistry profile was normal. Urinalysis was unremarkable. Vitamin D level borderline low at 32, but within normal limits. Fibrinogen activity normal at 318. Post-COVID rheumatological panel. Was normal. New paragraph, iron and iron binding capacity was also normal. New paragraph. His general neurological examination appears to be within normal limits with no unusual reflexes, stiffness, or tremor. There was no unusual neuralgia to touch on the right face where he complains of his symptoms. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Current diagnostic history and evaluation would be consistent with a right facial neuralgia, most likely due to zoster, or herpes antibody. New paragraph recommendation. At this time, I would treat him symptomatically, following his progress, considering the findings of degenerative disease of the cervical spine, for which referral for treatment of neuralgia and pain management to the pain management physicians would probably be best in the process of continued care. New paragraph. I will see him again for follow-up and consideration for further treatment. My signature.